Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Where's the rooster?
You gotta be on top. If you're gonna do it,
didn't know the Harley was coming. Didn't know the Harley was coming.
Oh my God.
You don't know if I'm coming or if I'm going.
I don't know if there's a Motley Crue song.
How are you, bud?
Good. You?
You're looking very patriotic. You got red, white, and blue on.
I have a Flash shirt and a Dodgers hat on.
Well, from my side,
my skin's super pale.
I just
so that's
see red, white, and blue. I feel like I should salute you.
Well, it's 85 degrees outside. It feels like July.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did watch the Super Bowl.
Let's talk a little Super Bowl. What did you think of the game?
It was
kind of a boring game.
It was a defensive game.
It was a good defensive game.
I'm glad Manning won.
Yeah, it was a good one. You think he'll retire?
He should.
He should.
He's done.
He's done. And he's on top.
I mean, there's no reason to come back. I mean, if he had anything left, I would say try to defend it with the Broncos because that defense is ridiculous.
Right.
But he's got nothing left. I mean, he can't throw it 15 yards.
Well, he can throw it 15 yards. You're like, well.
Did you see that? I mean, they were
bad. I mean,
third and four, they were running it.
Yeah.
They did not want him throwing the football.
I think everybody knows this is
got to be
done. He's got to be done, and that's that. But it was a great way to send off one of the best quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I think he's the only quarterback that's won with two different teams.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Some quarterbacks have gone with two different teams, but he's the only one to win two different teams.
That's pretty crazy. But you know Eli Manning's like, yeah, I only needed twice. You needed four times.
Eli, he deserved to have more than Eli.
Well, he doesn't have more than Eli.
I know, but he deserves to have more
than Eli.
Well,
he's got more records than Eli.
Yeah.
But Eli's going to still play. Right?
Yeah, but he'll never win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, most likely.
They're done.
You're right. What did you think of the commercials?
I didn't really pay attention.
I was a little bored with the commercials.
I didn't really pay attention to them.
There were a lot of, like, and I didn't expect this, there were a lot of pharmaceutical commercials. Like,
they're always. That's the NFL's beer and pharmaceuticals.
Why? Why is that?
Because it's old men that watch football.
There was one time I was like,
it's
watching.
Boner pills and beer.
Dude, I'm watching like an intestine like walk around.
Yeah, there was like stadium. Half of them were about how a guy couldn't poop.
Yeah.
And then the other half were about people that poop too much.
Yeah, it was a little, I thought it was a little weird. I was.
They're the ones who shell out the cash for it.
I know. What was it? $5.5 million for 30 seconds? But I mean, where were all the fun beer commercials? There were like maybe four good ones.
I don't know.
Usually there's like a ton of funny ones. Like a Doritos will have a good one, or you know, like a Budweiser or a Bud Light will have a good one. There's always like an emotional one. There was none of that. There was one I thought it was pretty good with the avocados and Scott Baio. I thought that was pretty good.
I didn't
good.
See that one.
There was one that was good with the best commercial I thought was the Willem Dafoe Snickers commercial. Did you see that?
I saw a picture
really?
Of it. Yeah.
But that was funny. That was, I thought.
I didn't really pay attention to the commercial. I don't really.
That's part of it. What did you think of the halftime show?
I didn't pay attention to that.
You weren't doing any of the choreography?
I hate the Super Bowl halftime show so much.
Why?
Because
sometimes
it's
good bands.
It's an hour long. And
No.
It's 40 minutes.
Well, that's because they do like a halftime show.
Yeah.
And then they do
normal
the actual
football bands. Halftime is supposed to be 15 minutes.
Right.
And it's like 45 minutes. And it's
But the actual halftime show is only 20 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't
minutes.
Care about watching me. I'm watching football. I don't care about music. And it's like Tracy, my wife, she loves it. Like,
yeah,
that's all she
a lot of
about.
People say that was the highlight of the game.
I don't. I'm sure it was probably the most action packed part of the game. But like, I just
well, let me ask
like,
you
I don't
this.
Care if about Beyonce. You, I don't care about Coldplay. I mean, I don't care.
You must be a diehard football fan. I mean, besides the Redskins Broncos Super Bowl, what's your favorite all time Super Bowl?
The probably the Redskins Bills or the Redskins Dolphins when they won it.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. You're like, well, I'm just going to have to go with the Redskins.
Whatever the Redskins won.
My favorite Super Bowl was Super Bowl 23, Bengals and 49ers.
Oh, that was Montana drove down.
Montana to Taylor with like a minute left.
That was a good Super Bowl.
That was a good Super Bowl. And the whole game was like full of good plays and a lot of good defensive plays. It was just exciting. The game,
I like the
ball switched hands many times.
2007, that Giants Patriots when the Patriots were undefeated.
That was a good
and
one.
The Giants went down and scored. That was an exciting Super Bowl.
I think nobody expected that one. Yeah. I think everybody. I heard there was some guy that like he bet on the Patriots going undefeated, winning the Super Bowl, and like the Vegas casinos called him right before the Super Bowl, and I think he was going to win like $11 million. They said, "We'll give you $4 million just to like opt out right now," and he was like, "No," and he.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Mm. And I think he started with only like $2,000 or something like that, but because they went so long. They were going to have to pay him out like $11 million. And then they tried to pay him out with $4 million, and then he just, I don't know. I don't know what I would have done in that situation. I probably would have said yes and then put $500,000 on the game. I don't know. That's tough. That's a tough call.
One to do. I don't
what
know.
Would you have done?
I think I don't know. I don't know. I guess it depends on your financial situation. If money is really...
No, this was like a kid, like maybe 25, just out of college.
Because $4 million is great.
That's a great, but
they're gonna take half of it,
right?
So you're getting $2 million,
but still $2 million's better than nothing,
yeah.
Right?
But like you're thinking, all right, you're getting $7 million after if you get 11,
right?
They're gonna take that, and they're getting two, you're four,
$5 million, or nothing.
$7 million, if you do it right, you could live off that for the rest of your life.
$2 million, if you do
two
it
million,
right.
You couldn't live off the rest.
Well, if you lived in a small house in like, the
but if you just put $7 million
Pennsylvania
in a place that gave you a decent interest rate, you could live off the interest of $7 million for the rest of your
yes,
life.
Yes, that's true.
You could clear
that's
like $150,000 a year off the interest of $7 million.
So you would go for it. Yeah, I can tell. I can see the green.
Because
well,
$7 million's life. $7 million is life changing.
$2 million is pretty life changing.
$2 million
too.
Is.
$2 million to use probably like a lot of toys, and then
I don't think $2 million is life changing.
$2 million is pretty. That's a lot of money.
I think it's
a lot
life
of money. You could buy a house and then just sail into the sunset.
Yeah, but you still got to do other things. You still have to.
Yeah,
like, you still have to have your job.
Yeah, but can you imagine paying off your house at 25? That's pretty.
Yeah,
awesome.
But I don't know. $7 million gives you.
So you're greedy.
$7 million gives you the freedom,
right,
to pursue what you want to pursue. Dream wise,
and $2 million it doesn't quite get you there.
No, because you can't live off $2 million.
Greedy.
You spent that long looking for that stupid sound effect.
What? Why wouldn't you just take the $2 million and then bet $500,000?
No, I would probably take the $2 million. I'm just saying seven. There's a difference.
No, I think you'd take the $7 million.
You're telling me there's not a difference between $7 million and $2 million.
Oh, there is. Honestly, like especially if I was in that situation, because you think the Patriots are going to win that game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know they'd beaten them in the regular season even.
Yeah.
I mean, at least with this game, they didn't play in the regular season.
Well,
so
the Patriots
know.
Were also – they beat a lot of good teams in the regular season. This Panthers team didn't beat anybody in the regular season.
Well, a lot of people were saying that in the post game, the Broncos had harder opponents to beat.
They had a much harder schedule.
Yeah. So that made the difference too, because the defense is
the
just
Broncos
crazy.
Beat the fourth, third, and then finally the number one ranked offense to win the Super Bowl.
Well, to beat the Patriots to get in the Super Bowl, too, was pretty crazy. Yeah. But, you know, now I kind of see you a little differently now. I kind of see you as a...
I'm just saying $7 million is way
no,
different
I know,
than $2
million. You know what's funny? It's like every time I watch football, especially the Super Bowl, I think about... I know that kid probably still thinks about that bet.
If he hasn't killed himself.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure he was just like, that game must have been the hardest game to ever... Like, that could change your life. That would be like, I'm going to work a shitty job for the rest of my life, or... I'm home free and I can live in, you know, some
well, yeah, seven, $2 million, you still have to work a shitty job at some point in your life.
No, I think $2 million, if you invest right, you
no.
could do you could do something
no,
with
you,
it.
You still have to get a job.
Think so?
$2 million
at 25 years old? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you probably have to, you have to restrict yourself from not buying all the stupid shit.
$7 million you put in the bank, you can live solely off the interest with six figures, $150,000 a year interest.
True.
$2 million, you can't.
$2 million, you'd have to not.
You'd have to be
buy
really great
all
with
the
money
stuff you want to. Yeah,
and still have to work a job.
I think you could not work a job for at least 10 years.
Yeah, but then you're going to burn through that $2 million. You're going to burn through your nest egg. With the $7 million, you never have to touch the nest egg.
I mean, I don't think I've spent $2 million.
You never have to touch the $7 million.
That's a long time. Choices, Eddie. Choices. You're not a gambling man. I see. Are you a gambling man? Did you play the Powerball? No.
I did play the... I didn't... My wife played the Powerball. I
did. You didn't want to do it?
No, because it's a... You're not going
to
win it.
I know. Somebody said you have a better chance to get struck down by lightning 3 times in a row than winning the lottery.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
She played it and didn't get any of the numbers.
I spent $20 on tickets.
Are you one of those people?
I was like, you know what? And then a buddy of mine was like, you know, it's kind of like you go to the beach. You're like, I'm going to start my own beach. So I'm going to take this grain of sand. No, in fact, I'm going to take 20 grains of sand.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good point, actually. That's a very good point. My options are...
It was insane. It was no nothing. One was going to...
Yeah. But it somebody in...
Well, someone won it, yeah.
I heard somebody won it. So somebody won another jackpot, and the ticket hasn't been claimed
yet. In Florida, someone isn't. It's because they're sitting dead in their trailer somewhere. From a heart attack from seeing the winning numbers, no one's found them yet.
He's just like, oh, my God. That's what's happening. I won. We'll go on Monday. We'll go tomorrow. Anyways, crazy stuff. Anything else new in your world?
No, nothing new.
Nothing new?
Same old.
Is Colton recovering from a rock star lifestyle?
Yeah.
How was, you know, the come down? Was he like...
He moved on. He's on to the next thing. He's in a movie making class now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what kind of movies are you making?
I think some with a vampire.
You're like, are you behind the scenes pulling the strings?
I don't know. I'm not involved at all. I'm staying out of his professional life.
I want to give a little special shout out to James Goodall and Gene Goodall. They actually made a custom-made guitar for me.
Oh, really?
An acoustic guitar. I've wanted this guitar for about 15 years. And I finally pulled the trigger out about like 7 months ago. And, man, it is insane. They put my initials on the neck. They put all this cool stuff on it. It's so killer.
Are you going to smash it at your next concert?
Never. It's not. I don't even think I could travel with it. That's the
really?
Hard part. Dude, I can't take that guitar on a plane. There's no way. Nobody's ever going to
play with
it
in town?
Yes. I'm going to always play shows and do recordings with it. I actually did a session with it yesterday.
How's it sound?
It's amazing. I mean, it sounds like nothing I've ever played before. It's really badass. It's a badass acoustic guitar. I've always been envious of other like artists that had like really, really, really nice acoustic guitars, and now I'm like,
cost you $2 million or $7 million?
$7 million. It's cost me $7 million. Anyways, our special guest for the evening is here, Miss Talina Lee. Say hello. Our studio audience loves you.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And she came all the way from Australia.
That's what I heard.
All the way from the land down under.
Yep.
Right?
Today.
What part of Australia are you from? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I was born and raised in Newcastle.
Okay.
But a lot of people don't know Newcastle so well.
I know
so
Newcastle.
I always say, whoa, I'm proud.
See? High five.
So, bam.
Boom. How's that?
Sydney. So I always say Sydney because I spent a lot of time in Sydney as well. So
that's
born and raised in Newcastle.
They're about an hour and a half, right? About an hour
an
drive?
An hour and a half with no traffic.
That's right. Well, a mutual friend of ours, Steve Capandi,
yes.
He drove me from Sydney to Newcastle for a gig, and we made it there in about just an hour. So, Steve, I think you're speeding. He took like some like back road too. It wasn't like a main highway. It was
really?
Like he took. It looked like a street that just went on forever. And he was like, "Yeah, this is the best way." It's like, and I was like, "Wow, this is there's like no highway."
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a little bit weird, but it was awesome too.
It's like underground.
Underground. Almost. We were like going through tunnels. Anyways, Talina, you've been in LA for what, eight years? Maybe longer,
like,
something like that?
No, it's about seven.
Seven. I was close.
Yeah. You were close.
I was
you were
close.
Close.
Yeah, I get points.
Sometimes
for that.
I think it's six, and then I go, hang on.
Wait a minute. If I add the one.
No, because I did that, and now we're in 2016. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a woman of many talents. You're a singer. You write, right?
Yes, I do.
You act a little bit as well?
I do, yeah.
But the big thing that you're doing tonight.
Uh-huh.
She dances, Eddie. She
tap dances.
She tap dances.
I saw the shoes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You should have said I heard the shoes. That would have been more clever.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you're in this awesome tapping troupe, right?
That's correct.
And it's called, I love the name. It's called Tap That.
Mm.
Tap That.
An all-girl tap dance.
An all-girl tap troupe called Tap That. Who came up with that name? I got to ask that.
It was me, completely. To be honest, I went through a whole lot of names. I was like, On Tap. Which I thought On Tap was really
Untap's
cool,
nice.
Too.
That's cool. That's cool.
But there was something about Tap That.
Yeah, Tap
That. The fact that it's
tap
all girls.
Way better.
Absolutely
it's like
perfect.
A play on words.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's completely innocent. If you take it the wrong way, you're bad.
Yeah.
Eddie took it the wrong way about 10 minutes
ago. It was made to be taken the wrong way.
A little bit. But how did you meet the girls? And let's talk about the group first, and then I want to talk about how you got into it all
together.
Absolutely.
Yep. So I created it from head to toe. So it was something that had been on my mind for quite a while. And at the beginning of 2015, it was time. I could not wait any longer. And That's it awesome. Took me a while to get everything into place of what I wanted to do exactly. And then we had auditions. So I went through audition process. So
did you know anyone before you auditioned?
No.
So it's all new. Wow. It's all girls you didn't know.
People.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So I put the audition process into play, and we had lots of people come through the door. But these girls just really stood out. They're all really unique, and they're just wonderful girls as well.
Was it a thing where you like wanted like an individual voice in the tapping, or was it like they knew all the steps or like rhythmic things? What were you looking for?
It was really a combination. I think the first thing was that they got the steps right, because that was really important. If that's not strong, there's no foundation. And then their personalities on top of that was the kind of the thing that sold it to me. And I filmed everything as well. So it wasn't just me. We had a panel of people, but then also the tapes got sent back to Australia where I got opinions and didn't say anything.
Wow.
So
did you tap with them in the audition, or did you just let them tap solo?
I taught it with them. I did it with them. And then we did it in lots of five. And I did it once with them, and then they had to do it by themselves in the group. And then we rotated lines. And
how many total girls tried out?
We had over 200 submissions.
Oh my god, that's amazing!
I know. I was like, I didn't know there was so many tappers out here. It was wonderful.
So you're saying it was LA is an untapped resource, maybe? Come on, Eddie! Come on.
I think there was a little smile on there.
Yeah, see, that's as long as I get that, then I know I got
it. Total groan.
Making a stand-up comic laugh is—it's not. It's not an easy thing.
There was no laughing. I was just groaning the whole time.
Right.
So you had over 200 people.
Yep, and I brought 80 in the room, and from that I cut it back to 30, and then I brought in 10, and I had to get it down to 5.
Wow.
So it was the last 10 down to the 5 that was obviously the hardest.
Yeah.
And I have to say, this is where social media also comes into play, because it was very important to me that, you know, all the girls had their heads screwed on and, like, no divas. Because you got to think girls working together.
That's
tough. It's more than just talent. Yeah. You've got to
get have them.
So it wasn't so much they had, were you looking at large social media followings, or you're looking at how their life was on social media, like,
yeah,
is this person the crazy person?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's doing drugs.
When you said social media, I'm like, oh, you're looking for people with like 100,000 followers or what? Like, you didn't care about that. You wanted,
you were like snooping on their life. They're like, what did she post in the last week?
Yeah.
What was like, for example, we won't say who it is, but what was something that you saw on their social media page? You're like, I don't know if I could deal with that.
When everything on the page was negative.
Oh,
I'm like, good. You know what? Negative Nancy, not happening.
Right.
Mm-mm. So I'm really, I also am very much about positive energy and putting it out there and just being happy. And it's
so simple.
Yeah. And if you've got a problem, fix it. Don't complain about it. Do something to fix it. So that
can
really...
Can you be Eddie's life coach, please?
I'm there's kidding. A smile again.
Yeah, see, there it is.
That's a smirk.
That's the smirk of approval.
It's a disapproving smirk.
I know that.
It's a disapproving smirk.
Yeah, I totally... No, it was just interesting to see how you would use social media in a way to investigate. And I was just thinking, how would you find something? Like, what's the dirt? But even something like that are huge triggers, triggers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have to say, every single girl that's in the group, I could not be more happier.
That's awesome.
They are such great girls, and they're a little bit from all over. We have Annie's from Massachusetts, Taylor's from Los Angeles, so Sydney, so's Allison. And then we have Susie that's from Lake Tahoe.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, it's a little bit all
you're like,
over.
I'm from Australia, so I beat you all.
Well, yeah.
And did you have different influences as far as dancers or the style of tap? Because I know there's like an underground style, and then there's like classical style almost with tap, you know, like a jazz. Like there are different kind of schools of tap that I've seen. So like, how did you kind of see everybody's style together, collectively and individually?
I feel like I have a diverse group in the sense that they all do other styles as well. And one of the girls more of a hoofer. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, she gets down and dirty with those taps. And then I have another girl that, you know, she does a tilt, a 180 tilt. And I'm like, wow. Awesome, get it, girl.
And he's getting a little bit excited about it.
I'm just
kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. But personally, I came from training, like, from a very young age. I started tapping when I was 2.5.
Wow. And, really?
Yeah,
2.5? That's amazing.
It was in my blood. Wow.
I'm trying to think how you
came out.
Two-and-a-half-year-old to tap dance. That's crazy.
You should see my tap shoes. They're like this.
That's awesome.
They're tiny. But I think that's a huge influence. Well, it is a huge influence because my family, my mum's actually a tap teacher, and she has a studio, Blink Performing Arts in Australia.
Did you stay in tap from 2.5 on, or did you, like, with something like you
incredible.
Tried for a little bit and then stopped and then picked it back up?
No, I continued.
So you've tap danced 99% of your life?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. See,
that's crazy.
My older brother was a tapper. And I remember him going into lessons and going, oh, I want to just be like my brother.
Wow.
So I would watch and I'd be there moving my feet until they finally at 2.5 were like, give her a pair of tap shoes,
That's
will you?
Amazing.
Wow.
And then I just did it. And I have to say, it was actually coming in over to LA that I actually stopped tapping.
Why?
Because
LA kills everything.
I did a few classes, but I didn't know at all about the tap world. And I feel like it's starting to find itself again, but
right.
I had no
How long did
no
you stop
idea.
Tapping?
I hadn't tapped for probably 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I
it
was...
Must have killed you a little bit.
It like, did. My soul. Like, I need tap in my life. I'm going to have tap on my feet while I'm 90.
Good.
Tell you.
That's the way it should be.
Right?
Never take
forever.
Never take a break.
Never
ever.
Take a break.
I'm going to hold you to that.
That's fine.
Seriously.
I
You're like, that's
yes.
fine.
Let's do this.
I dare you.
Right?
So you, how long have you been performing with this troupe?
So we've actually been together for less than 6 months.
That's amazing.
Oh, I am absolutely stoked. So what I really wanted to do was put my love for film and tapping together and put tap in film. So that's why I've created a music video style dances, but it was very important to me to do it right. So I made sure that we had the whole, I put my producer hat on. I like to think I can do everything.
That's
so,
awesome.
Yeah, we did these amazing videos and I had an amazing director that I was working with, Sean Gordon, who's wonderful. And he was also my editor. And I was like, to be honest, cinematographer was absolutely amazing as well. So I put together this really cool team who did it and it was done right. And so after doing the first one, I just couldn't wait to do the next one. And we've done two so far. I mean, these things take money.
Yeah,
right.
So that's
and it
why
takes time.
It takes time.
It takes time.
And money.
You got to edit lots of stuff. And it's and also you're choreographing all these routines, right?
Yes.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. So my brain goes into overload. In that I have to say when I go to bed at night, I have to put meditation music on to try and
we could do
quiet
this
my name.
And
my,
this.
Yeah, my brain's like, bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, gosh, I need a lot of money to do all these crazy things that my brain is.
But you know what? It's kind of like if you have the will and the desire,
yeah.
it'll find its way. You know
I
what I mean?
I believe that.
Let's play one of the videos. What do you want to play first? Which one do you have, Eddie, on
I got
file?
Tap That Mad Fury.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. That just that name latest. Says it all.
Or I have also Tap Some Fury.
Some Fury. No.
A lot of Fury. And then the Salute Little Mix Fifth Harmony thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do Mad Fury.
Mad Fury.
I want to do Mad Fury. Fury. Let's open. Let's just bust open the doors.
Here it is. Yeah. Tap That Mad Fury.
Thank you.
I couldn't resist.
Love it.
You have an awesome like demographic that you can hit with this. I mean, a lot of pretty girls tap dancing. There's a lot of people that would be way into mm-hmm. that. You know what I mean? I mean, Eddie's showing the perverted side of it. No, but really.
No, I'm serious. It's a thing.
No, and it's like such a like a niche part of dancing. And mm-hmm. I think it's personally one of the coolest forms of dance.
Well, I was telling her before you got here, last week we had a yodeler on.
That's right.
And just like it's something like yodeling and tap. It's like it's such a
unique,
interesting
yep.
thing
yep.
that people will just watch it. And listen
because it's so not like the norm.
Yeah, you know it's what I different.
Mean? And not only that, it's a very specific art form that you have to be good at. Like you can't just go out there and be sloppy with taps because you can kind of tell when somebody's not yeah. together with that. And
you
then
hear it.
Yeah, you hear it, and mm-hmm. you also see it. It's such a visual art form.
Yeah.
I want to ask you real quick: who are some of your favorite tap dancers?
You know what? This is such a hard question because I feel like there are so many wonderful tappers out there. And you started off with like Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly yeah. and all those people.
The classics.
Absolutely. And then today you've got like Savion Glover yeah. and you've got
I'm going to send them your video. I told you that.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to send, like I met, so I told her this last night. My old saxophonist who passed away, Zane, mm-hmm. was an amazing tap dancer. I actually sent you the video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he used to tap dance. He was on the Donahue Show tap dancing with Savion, a young Savion Glover,
yeah.
Gregory Hines, Gregory. And like all these huge legends of tap. And he was like an 11-year-old kid just like tapping with all of them. It was
That's crazy.
So I met Savion at his memorial. So I told her, I'm like, I'm going to send this to Savion. Because he gave me his contact info and was like, yeah, man, let's collaborate and do some stuff. So I'm totally going to – he's going to love it. I mean, especially like he's a great tap dancer.
Yeah.
How's he not going to love a bunch of hot girls tap dancing? I mean, that's like –
called tap that.
Boom. That's a slam dunk. He's going to start high-fiving me for that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I will. Right. I will. We'll talk about that afterwards.
Okay.
Okay, so you like Savion Glover. Who else?
Absolutely. But this one I think is really close to home. Dean Perry, who did the Tap Dogs. Coming from Australia himself, he created something unique and something that really put a stamp on tap dancing in Australia.
Right.
And I think there's not one person in Australia that wouldn't know Dean Perry and the Tap Dogs.
That's awesome.
And there's something awesome about dudes tapping in tap boots and workman outfits. And they're totally awesome at doing
that's
it.
That's Eddie's. Ripped flannels. That's his stuff.
Ripped flannels.
Short shorts and hard hats.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Eddie's demographic right there.
Caught. Yeah.
Right?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, they're all dudes. You know, and that's where I realized there's this whole history of a lot of men in tap dancing.
Right.
But there hasn't been females.
Totally. Totally.
And they're really, like, once I started doing this, I realized there is other girl groups out there doing it.
Well, they're coming, groups, but yeah, people. I know what you mean. Yes.
And that's really awesome to see. I feel like there's a really cool community.
Yeah.
And I want to see girls tapping as girls.
Right.
And that's where I don't want us to be girls tapping like
with
boys.
With a guy. Yeah.
I want us to be tapping as girls, like girls. Not trying to be sexy. It's just that a girl will have a natural that kind of thing.
It's a different voice
totally
altogether.
A different voice.
I was watching some of your videos last night, and it was like the cool thing was, you know, most times you see a female tap dancing, it's with a male counterpart.
Right.
And it's like the role is not, it's almost like the guy's going to tap this big thing and you're just going to be the supporting role.
Right.
So what was cool about seeing, it's like all of you are doing this thing together and you're all like, we can lead. You know, it's like you're like,
absolutely.
Oh, shit, they can tap. They can really tap that, right?
Mm.
Eddie, where are you? Come on.
You seem really obsessed with tap that.
I think it's a great name. It's an awesome name. It's an awesome name. So, like, where would you, well, like, what kind of venues do you perform at? Like, where would you perform?
Mm-hmm. So, I've been focusing on getting it on in more so the video situation, only because it's a social media world.
Right.
So, when I was thinking about it, this was all prior to auditioning the girls. I was like, this is what I've got to do. I've got to do the videos because I might do a performance here, but how's that going to get over to the UK? How's that going to get back home to Australia?
Yes.
So it was very important to do that. But I was very fortunate that after our first video, I got hit up to do the Carnival Choreographers Ball. the Halloween one, which was really cool.
That's awesome.
So that was here at the Avalon, which is a great venue. It's got a really, really good stage.
It's one of the most historic stages in LA.
Yeah, so that was our first performance.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So I was like, okay. That's crazy. Okay.
And how do you decide, like, outfits and all that? Were you just like, girls, we're going to wear these sequins and these shoes?
Well, yeah. Each girl has their own style, and they naturally have their own style. So I kind of have a little book for each girl where I'm like, that's her, that's her, that's her.
Right.
And I just kind of pull it together with what I see. And I go to a place, Le Maison de Fashion in Melrose, and she's awesome. We go into the store, and she's like, try this, do that. And she brings it together. And it's wonderful.
That's amazing.
And what she doesn't style, I do.
And how do you choose the music, or how do you choose what to tap to?
Okay, so the first one, which we'll probably play, I picked because it was about recruiting females and about saluting and being an old tap girl group. I was like, I feel like it needs to be woman empowering kind of music that was like salute, recruit, bam. So I found that piece of music and I made it into a mashup. So I got the mashups done. So it was a little bit of both songs. And then got a dance break put in the middle. So I hit up a producer, drum friend, who kind of was like, a boom, boom, cha. And then with this last one.
Do like a dance off? They're tap dancing off?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I had in my head. But with this last one, the one that we actually just played, I, again, was working with a producer friend, Michael Gigani, and was like, listen, I've got like a boom, boom. Because being musical myself, yeah. I was like, I've got like a ba-ba-cha. I need to go boom, 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 boom with a cha-cha-cha. And I'd tap and he'd be like, okay. And he kind of just put it all in the bam-bam-bams. And then when it was time to actually record this and I was working with the director, he was just fantastic. He's like, no, it's got to be more like Mad Max meets Stella. It needs more shooms and bams. And he just took it and took the choreography because the drum beat was the choreography. And built it into that. So we actually built that last one, but I have to say Sean really got that track sounding like it did to make it. It's very movie-esque.
Thematic, yes. Yeah, it's anthemic. I want to lead a charge.
No, I had a very
tap-dancing soldiers.
Had a very epic feel to it.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to that, the second video. What are you going to play us? Which one is it called?
Best Salute.
Best Salute?
The Salute.
Right. Yes.
It is.
Thank you.
man. Yo, what's up? World star!
See, Eddie, our studio audience was right. They were right.
They know better than we do. They know better than we do.
They were like, oh, it's done. And Eddie was like, no, it's not.
Said it had another minute
and
to
she
go.
Was like, it's done, it's done, it's done.
That's the credits.
That was awesome. First of all, the music and the tapping together, it just gets you pumped. I mean, Eddie was like ready to put on his tap shoes.
Right.
Get on a little leotard.
Does tapping hurt your feet?
Yes and no.
Like, what's like the physical side effects of tap dancing?
It's definitely no point shoes. You know how point shoes, you get those horrible, horrible toes?
Yeah.
Don't even worry about that. You're probably going to get a blister on your heel. Which, look, that doesn't sound great, but it's not bad.
Is tap more on the heel or the ball of the foot?
Both. But especially if you have a new tap shoe.
Because I know nothing about tap. Nothing. So I'm just like trying to figure out like
show Eddie the show
the
Eddie
impact
the bottom of the tap shoe because
the impact on the foot.
Here. See, okay, that's what makes the sound.
Yeah, so it's the metal plates that make the sound. But if you're not wearing socks or something like that, then you're definitely going to get blisters.
But
on your
head. Like joint wise, where is the wear and tear on the body for tap dance? Because it seems like such a striking, repetitive motion. Yeah. At some point, that would wear on some part of your body physically.
Absolutely.
That's a good question.
I've always just been curious of that.
So. Yeah, I mean, really, you should have relaxed ankles so you can kind of just do your thing. But I would imagine if you did have stiff ankles that, yeah, you could probably have like, oh, I'm a bit sore there.
What about your
but
knees, too?
Yeah, the knees?
I was going to say,
your knees would be the place.
You're striking your heel pretty hard, and that kind of jars all the way up to your lower back.
Yeah. I would say
don't scare the girl. Not,
well, I just want. I've always wondered with tap dancers if they have like
back
sort of
problems.
She's like,
knee
you're
problems.
Right. She's
back
like, maybe I shouldn't do this anymore.
No, if anything, I think it would be your knees.
Okay.
But if you're bending your knees and doing it correctly, it's like doing a squat.
Low impact.
If you squat wrong, you're gonna have side effects of that. But if you squat right, you're gonna get great side effects of that. So it's the same thing with your knees. If you're bending your knees and you're doing it correctly, you're really gonna get the good sound and you're gonna be doing it safely. But if you're like knock-kneed or this or whatever, that your form's just
Eddie's gone. Super knock-kneed.
Super knock-kneed.
I'm kidding.
We'll teach you some steps.
Well, I was watching a lot of tapping. Like after we were IMing on Facebook, I was watching all these tap dancing videos.
Yeah.
And the one thing I noticed, like especially with the Zane dancing with all these older cats, I mean some of the guys were in their 80s. And they were tap dancing so amazingly well. It was it turned on this little light bulb. I'm like, you know, I think this is one of the only art forms that you can do it into your 90s.
Absolutely.
And you only get better. Like, even if your joints are suffering, like some of these guys did moves that I was like, how are they doing that at that age?
Yeah.
I can't even do this at half their age. But they were doing these, like, just limber, crazy slide maneuvers. Like, it was nothing. Mm. You know? So part of me was like, maybe tapping is...
That's the fountain of youth.
That's the fountain of youth. What do you think, Talina?
I mean, I think it's great. And I actually saw that there's some people that have brought out a tap workout.
I'm sure.
I was like, this
they
is
do stripper
crazy.
Pole workouts. They're going to do it.
True.
Yeah,
this
they're going to anything where you're moving. They're going to turn into a workout.
Why'd you connect the two?
I did connect.
You
could
have gone like
I took the
Pilates
most. I took the most absurd thing you could turn into a workout.
That's true.
And so they turned that into a workout.
How many stripper pole routines do you know, Eddie?
I'm just saying they have a stripper pole. They have a pole class. It's called
Do you
pole
have a pole
class.
In your house?
Yeah, I do.
You do. I could tell.
It's my bedroom.
You do.
I'm just saying, though. Anything,
that's how you get your knock-kneed
anything
self.
Where someone's moving, they turn into some sort of workout.
Well, I mean, it's good. It's good. Tapping. I've actually taken a couple lessons. And it is super. It's a super awesome art form. I mean, you get in it. Like, you really get in it. And it's like the crazy thing I noticed about tap when I was doing it, it's you think it's about being stiff, but it's exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. It's about being loose and just like letting things just flow. And like,
well,
it's
most
a very...
people like the last 10 or 15 years think like it's Lord of the Dance tap dance, where everything's up top is so super stiff. And
no, it's like shake it and make it. You know, it's like super fun.
Yeah.
So when you were just like, I want to promote this, I'm like, this is awesome. And you're the first Aussie on the show.
Oh,
and you're the first tap dancer on the show.
Man.
Yeah.
It's meant to be.
We're doing this. So you got a little, You got a little board in the back.
Ha.
But before we get to the board, I want to ask you, where can people find you and your group?
Absolutely. So we're on every social media as far as, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But you can find all those links through our website, which is Tap That Production. No S.
Spell it all out because people are dumb.
Okay. Aww.
Real dumb.
www.taptthatproductions.com. Awesome. Com.
Very nice. I like the way you said the H.
I like how you called our whole listening audience dumb.
H.
Well, everybody's allowed to be a little dumb.
Everybody's stupid.
But a lot of people are pretty dumb. Man. Let's be honest.
Tapthatproduction.com.
I love it. That's a great name. Really great name, honestly.
Yeah, I dig it.
I want to hear you tap. You got your tap shoes on? You got the board? What do we need to set up? Should we play a clip before you...
Look,
you tell us. You tell us. What do you want us to play a clip while you set up? Is that easy for you?
Yeah. I mean, all I have to do is chuck
the,
that down.
Setup's not that hard.
Well, I don't know.
I've got my tap shoes on. See my
She's all set. To, she's ready.
Oh,
to
that's
go.
Cute. That's cute. Did so you do that yourself?
No, we actually got a tap shoe sponsor.
That's amazing.
I know. 2 weeks after the video coming out, So Dancer. That are in Miami, they sponsored us 4 pairs of tap shoes, and they custom made 2 of them. So we actually have these red sparkly, really pretty ones.
That's awesome.
And then these black and white, but they're boots as well. So they're like dress boots.
That's pretty. Does it take a while to break in tap shoes?
They will because they're boots.
Right.
But these, you know, like as
how do you tap in boots? That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Because they're heavier. They're way heavier.
Yeah. You know what? So Dancer ones though, they're not that heavy. So therefore, it's more that you've got to
get your ankle loose, right? I mean, you would need a loose ankle.
Yes,
I would imagine.
Yeah, because the leather.
Yeah,
but yeah, you got to loosen it a little.
Leather.
The
I
leather.
Like the way you say that. That's awesome. Aussie accents are so awesome.
Kind of badass. Awesome.
Very much. Well, yeah, let's get this show on the road.
All right, let's
She was like, Talina was like, should I tap on the air? I'm like, yes,
yeah.
Please,
hell
please.
Yeah, tap on the air.
Yes.
You can look at that black.
Wow, you have torn that board up.
That is awesome. There, that board is no match for your tats.
So start slow and go fast.
All right, this is Talina Lee. Hold on, I'm going to set you up right.
Live tap dancing.
Live tap dancing on Wake Up Hollywood. This is Talina Lee. You know, you're a very pretty girl, but I was like staring at your feet. I was like, damn, how's she doing that stuff? You were doing some cool stuff. There's little subtleties. There's little subtleties with tap dance that I love. Like when you were like stepping on your toes and doing little slides, like you don't hear those as much as you need to see them.
That's
you know what
right.
I mean? So, man, that was pretty awesome. That was pretty
awesome.
That
was awesome.
Tap that!
Tap that, everybody.
Bam.
Yeah. So where can people see you perform?
Any more live performances
coming up? Any live performances or YouTube stuff? Tell them your YouTube links or tell them once again where to find you.
Absolutely. So through our website, tapthatproduction.com, we've got all our different links. We're pretty much Tap That Production on everything.
You're like, I'm asking you all these questions.
Right. It's wonderful. We're Tap That Official on
YouTube?
Twitter. On Twitter.
Okay. All right.
Someone else had tapped that. I'm a little bit concerned.
It's probably a totally different thing.
I can see that.
It wasn't tapping.
you were like, this is dreadful.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to be careful of that because I'm like, you know, we are kid friendly.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that you're doing. I mean, like, this is a voice and an art form that needs more. I just want more. I want more. It's my favorite part of dance. It really is.
Yeah.
And like all the dancers that you mentioned, Fred Astaire, you know, all the old schoolers, it was like a part of culture, like in a very present way that it's not now. You know what I mean? It's just different. It's a very different thing. But what I love about it, it's like you just, you're bringing the group thing together. And there's also a power in numbers when you're dancing together.
Totally.
One question I want to ask you is, how do you come up with ideas to choreograph, or like, how are you? What are you thinking, like visually or dance wise, to come up with something like this?
Yeah. So with the first one, I wanted it to be very much like woman empowering, because we are a girl group and we're doing tap. So I was like, that was the first one. The next one, I wanted to show that we can do other things as well. So I wanted to make it a little bit more badass.
Right.
So that's where we went with that one. I think everything personally and in life revolves around love. So I think there's a matter of pleasure and pain. So I think it's a lot of riding on those things, and that drives the passion for the next thing. So in putting together a full-length show, it's very important to me that people relate to it.
Right.
So I don't want people to just go, oh, that was fun, that was good to watch. I want them to be like, oh, I was moved by that.
Yeah.
I felt that. So whether it's because of a great experience or not so good of an experience, I still think it all comes back to love. So
we
do things because we love it.
Yeah.
Don't we? So that was...
Well, Eddie does. Yeah. Eddie doesn't, but everybody
does. It's all for the money.
He's pretty greedy.
Oh, Eddie.
I don't make any money, so it's obviously not.
And did you ever, like, do you ever, like, what's something that if you had to make a change in a routine, how would you make a change? Like, I've never thought, like, I always think with music, it's like you come up with, like, arrangements, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like tap dancing is a lot of the same. Mm-hmm. But do you ever, like, edit stuff? Like, oh, I'm going to take this rhythm out or this part here. It's too early for that section. Like, mm-hmm. how would you kind of do that? Like, what do you do in that situation?
It depends whether it's for a live performance or whether it's for our video. Because if it's for the video in the cutting room, I can change that out with a slow-mo shot, which I love the slow-mos. They're badass.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things like that.
Especially in water.
Totally. So there's a lot of that you can do. But if it's a live, being in it, being an artist in it as well, you've got to separate yourself from it. And that's where we always video. I always set up a video so I can watch it back and see, okay, cool. But I think when we get to our full-length show, I actually, as much as I like to think I can do everything, I need to bring in somebody in to be my eyes and go, clean this, clean that, that kind of stuff.
Are the videos you're doing, is that building to a full-length show? Are these going to be assembled into the full-length show, or is the full-length show going to be something different from what the videos you're releasing?
They are somewhat a part of it. For instance, if I have a 5-minute set, it's that the first one that you played, but I've got an introduction and an outro.
Okay.
The 15-minute set has 3 of the numbers with an intro and an outro and little things in between just to fill it out.
Right.
But when it comes to a full length, it's different because there's a theme that will go through it. So if it makes sense, sure. But at this stage, it's all about building the show, making sense, and as I said, people watching it and being moved by it. And
I want to see you guys perform live. You got to do some live shows.
Yeah, it's got to be on. Some in the talks.
Yeah,
I've been.
It's got to be next,
right?
Because that's. I mean, you're gonna have people that are just like, where can I see you? You're going to be able to have like a following. People that are just like,
you guys should just go down to Third Street Promenade.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, man, they should do some street performances because, dude, that would wow people. I mean, that's like an instant. You could watch that for 30 seconds and be, you're in it. You've got them, you know, for the whole thing.
Yeah.
People aren't just going to be like, bunch of pretty girls tapping. I'm going to walk away. No,
five pretty girls tapping at Third Street Promenade. Yeah. You'd have a huge crowd.
Yeah. You'd have a huge crowd. Yeah.
Maybe there's an idea in that.
Do
a video of that. That'd be awesome.
That'd be hot. Like that'd be
flash,
hot.
Like a flash mob.
I'd tap that, Eddie. What about you?
See, you're the dirty one.
I'm just saying. I just wanted to kind of be funny.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Talina Lee, you've been an amazing guest.
Thank you.
I mean, thank you. Awesome. Thank you for the live performance.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the videos. They were awesome. Sweet. One more time, where can everybody find you? Just so everybody knows.
TapThatProduction.com.
All
no
right.
S. No S.
No, no S. S. No S. Down with the S. Tap that.
It's one production, everybody.
See them now. See them forever. And Talina, we're going to have you back. So you have to keep us posted on what's happening in the tap world.
Totally. I'll bring the girls next time, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, this just got a whole lot better. On behalf of Eddie Pence, I'm Nikki Carulla. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.